الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد جعل الذل والصغار على من خالف أمري أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the Ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we are well aware, is going through a very difficult and a very trying period in its existence. Persecution, hardship, difficulty, almost on a daily basis is being meted out against this ummah throughout the entire world. Faced with this barrage of difficulty and persecution, many of our enlightened, so-called enlightened thinkers, intelligentsia, in trying to analyze, in trying to rationalize the plight that this ummah is facing, trying to understand what is bringing about this decline, various theories and ideas are being put forward. Lack of educational institutions, lack of governments, lack of military technology, lack of wealth, etc., etc. However, the fact of the matter is that when all these various theories and ideas are weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, then we find that there is absolutely no basis whatsoever in Quran and Hadith. Any attempt to address the malady and plight that is facing this ummah, removing Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation, will definitely not only not be a solution, but will in fact cause the situation to worsen. We have to understand that the dominion and the control of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. It is Allah's sunnah. It is Allah's principle that is controlling halat and conditions in this world. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا All these verses that I've recited and many more verses. Allah Ta'ala is giving us one message. That things are not happening in this world. Earthquakes are not happening. Tsunamis are not happening. Bombs are not raining down on your homes. The rivers are not flowing with the blood of this ummah by chance. Halat and conditions in this world are determined by the sunnah of Allah. Look at the taqat. Look at the vehemence contained in this verse of the Quran. Where Allah says, يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاء Allah does in this world whatever Allah wants. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون No one can question Allah. Allah is adil, Allah is just. Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the controller of every situation and circumstance in this world. Nothing is happening by chance, nothing is happening by coincidence. It is Allah's mashiyat, Allah's will that is controlling everything. This is iman. Every morning in tahajjud salah, part of the dua ma'asura, the duas that are manqul and narrated by Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One very relevant dua that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make every day. Part of his dua was this expression, Ma shaa Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. A'lamu anna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa anna Allaha qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. That happens in this world which Allah wants. Yahdi may yasha, Allah guides whom He wants. Yudhillu may yasha, Allah deviates, deprives of guidance whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth and affluence, not because you were intelligent, or you were born in a certain family, or you knew how to do business deals. مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah gives wealth to whom He wants. وَيَقْدِرُ. Want, poverty, need, in the hands of Allah. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Kingdom, rulership, dominion, to whom Allah wants to give. تَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Loss of kingdom, position, status, prominent status, Allah snatches away from whom He wants. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, ignominy, humiliation, loss of face, loss of grace in the hands of Allah. That is happening in this world which my Allah wants. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah makes the target of His mercy whom He wants. يُدْخِلُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah puts in His mercy whom He wants. يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah helps whom He wants. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And that which Allah doesn't want will never ever happen. No government, no superpower, no united conglomeration of nations, no human being, no technology, no army, no weaponry in this world is controlling the condition of this ummah. What is happening according to the will of my Allah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to that dua, every day in tahajjud, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants. What Allah doesn't want will not happen. أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He says, I know, I have complete conviction that my Allah has qudrat over everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And the knowledge of my Allah encompasses every facet of His creation. We want to face, we want to realize what is bringing about these conditions. Don't look elsewhere. Don't look elsewhere, look within ourselves. What is our dealing with Allah? What is our ta'alluq with Allah? What is our conviction upon Allah? We are looking elsewhere, trying to solve the problem elsewhere. One hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is very pertinent to the condition facing this ummah. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah says, زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Fasad, fitna, persecution, tests, trials, tribulations are raining down upon humanity. Why? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. It is because of the a'mal of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to that hadith which I started mentioning, many sahaba, the narrator of this hadith, Abu Umama Bahili radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mapped out the gradual decline of his ummah on the basis of their a'mal in front of the majma of sahaba. The narration of Abu Umama Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذْ فَسَقَ شَبَابُكُمْ وَتَغَى نِسَاؤُكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ جِهَادَكُمْ. He said, O my Sahaba, what will happen to my ummah when their youngsters will become fasik and fajir, when their women will become rebellious, will openly parade in the marketplaces, وَتَرَكْتُمْ جِهَادَكُمْ, and when this ummah will no longer consider the spreading of Allah's deen, the tabligh of Allah's deen, the propagation of Allah's deen, the striving in the path of Allah to be its responsibility and purpose why Allah has sent them. Sahaba could not even envisage, they couldn't imagine such a situation arising. Why? What is Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? Fasaqa shubbanukum. Youngsters will be fasiq. What were the youngsters of that time? One example, Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, 14-year-old boy. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in Tabuk. Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the head of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, is sitting in a closed gathering with his people. They discount the presence of the small boy and they start taunting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the true sahaba. What did they say? La tunfiqu ala man inda rasulillahi hatta yanfaddu. Don't spend on these people. La irja'na ila al-madina la yukhrijanna al-'azzu minha al-adhal. When we go back to Medina, we the honorable ones will banish from Medina the disgraced ones. Na'uzu billah, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba ikram. Zayd bin Arqam is shocked to hear this. 14-year-old boy, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he reports word for word what Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and the others had been plotting against Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, when he realizes what has happened, one hand small boy, other hand elderly person who is a leader amongst the Arabs, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he takes qasam and oath, this youngster is making stories, I never said any such thing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him the benefit of the doubt. The family people of Zayd bin Arqam says, what is wrong with you? Young boy like you and you are making stories against an honorable sahabi. Zayd bin Arqam says, I felt in my heart that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was displeased with me. Waqa alayya min al-gham ma lam yaqa ala ahadin qattu. He says, such grief overtook me, the like of which no one had ever experienced. Fanimtu ka'iban hazinan. He said, I lay down in the state of grief, my eyes closed. After a short while, I felt someone harraka udhuni, shaking my ears. When I opened my eyes, like the moon, I saw the beaming and smiling face of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, smiling down at me. Look at the iman of a 14-year-old boy. He says, at that time, if I was offered Zayd in exchange for the smile of your Nabi, we will give you eternity in this world, a life till Qiyamah. By the qasam of my Allah, I would have chose the smile of my Nabi over that. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ عُذْرَكَ وَصِدْقَكَ. Ilham has not come, inspiration has not come. Allah in His Quran has come forward in the defense of a young sahabi of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The entire conversation of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, word for word, is reproduced in Surah Munafiqun in the 28th para of the Quran to prove that this youngster was speaking the truth and Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was lying. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن العز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. Word for word, in the defense of this youngster, Allah becomes his wakil safai, Allah becomes his lawyer, and Allah presents the haq of the situation in the Quran. That was ta'alluq ma'allah, that was ishq with Allah, that was the relationship and the dosti that a youngster of that time had with Allah. What were the women of that time? Many examples. Occasion of Jummah is too limited. But just one or two examples. Khola bint Salaba radiallahu anha, elderly woman, she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, her husband was Aus bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had some cutput, some argument, he got upset and he divorced her. A type of divorce that used to take place before Islam. What is called talaq-e-zihar. Talaq-e-zihar is where the husband says to the wife, anti alayya ka dhahri ummi. You are to me like the back of my mother. In other words, he compares her with his mother, equates her with his mother. In the days of Jahiliyyah before Islam, this type of talaq, the woman would become haram abadan upon him. Nikah breaks irrevocably. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she says, Ya Rasulullah, Aus bin Samit has told me these words. What must I do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because no revelation had come about this type of talaq in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up till that time. He ruled according to the days of ignorance. He said, Harimti alayhi. Khawla, you have become haram upon him. She says, Ya Rasulullah, how can I accept that? Akala mali, afna shababi, nathartu lahu batani, tafarraqa ahli. He has eaten up my wealth. I have given him my youth. My parents have passed away. There's no one I can go to. I have become big size. I have become old. I gave birth to his children. Ya Rasulullah, think again. Don't say this. Give me some solution. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she's arguing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his head down. Harimti alayhi. Khawla, you are haram upon him. Still she argues. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes silent. What does she do? Ta'alluq with Allah. Dosti with Allah. Friendship with Allah. Relationship with Allah. These were the women of that time. What does she do? She says, you are not prepared to listen to me. I will speak to my Allah. She turns to Allah, raises her hands in dua. Allahumma inna li minhu sibyatan sigara in dhamamtum ilayhi fada'u wa in dhamamtum ilayya faja'u. She says, Ya Allah, I've got small children. If they are left with me, I can't feed them. I can't support them. If they are left with him, he won't be able to look after them. Oh my Allah, what is she asking? Analyze this. Understand the situation. What is she asking? One hand, Rasulullah, the beloved of Allah, Sarwar-e Kainat, has given a hukam. She's saying, Ya Allah, you give me a hukam against your Nabi's hukam. Rule in my favor against your Nabi. That is what she is asking. All of a sudden, the asar and the signs of wahi coming down are apparent. On a cold day, Rasulullah ﷺ would break up into beads of perspiration. He would almost become unconscious. Aisha shakes her, Khola, wahi is coming down, be silent. When she hears this remonstration, she starts crying even more. Once the signs of wahi have passed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks up and he smiles at her and he says, Khola, Allah has ruled in your favor. Allah has ruled in your favor. And what a beautiful expression in Quran. Qad sami Allah. Qad sami Allah. My Allah is free of shape and form. My Allah is free of coming and going. My Allah is free of the constraints of time or space. Allah is free of all this, spark of all this. But look at the expression of Quran. Qad sami Allah. Qad sami Allah. Such an imagery is created as if Allah is saying, Khola. Allah is saying, oh my Nabi, when she was talking to you, I was also listening. When my Sahabi was talking to you, I was also listening. When my Khola was talking to you, Qad Sami Allah, Aisha says, I couldn't hear the conversation properly. What does Allah say? Qad Sami Allah, Qawla Allati Tujadiluka Fi Zawjiha. Allah doesn't say Qawla Nisa, the expression of that woman. Look at... You know, sometimes when somebody holds a high position, what do you say? Allama, Shaykh, Pirane Peer, titles to give him respect. This is what Allah is doing in the Quran. Qad sami Allah, qawla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha. As if Khola is someone important in the sight of Allah. That woman who was complaining to you about her husband. Qad sami Allahu qawla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Then she turned to me. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا Allah was listening to your dispute. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ Allah is present. Allah is all listening. And then Allah reveals a hukam that this type of talaq will not be allowed in Islam. He must give kafara and they can live together as man and woman. That were the women of that time. Umm Salima radiallahu anha comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is an international rule, a grammatical rule. That when there is a general address in any language, then the male gender is used, even if you are addressing males and females. Normally, grammatically, you'll use the male gender when there is a general address. Quran also adopts the same mode of expression. Against the rule of grammar, Umm Salma radiallahu anha comes with a complaint. What is her complaint? She says, Mali asma'ur rijal yudhkaruna fil Quran wan nisa'u la yudhkarun. She says, Ya Rasulullah, why is it Allah only addresses men in the Quran? Why doesn't Allah address the women? What is her complaint? If you analyze it, there is no basis. It's against the rules of grammar. When you are addressing men and women, you use the male gender. But such was the ta'alluq of the women of that time with Allah. No sooner she makes this complaint, Jibreel comes. Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimat, wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, wal-qanitina wal-qanitat, wal-sadiqina wal-sadiqat, wal-sabirina wal-sabirat, wal-khashi'ina wal-khashi'at, wal-mutasaddiqina wal-mutasaddiqat, wal-sa'imina wal-sa'imat, wal-hafidhina furujahum wal-hafidhat, wal-dhankirina allaha kathira wal-dhakirat, a'adda allahu lahum maghfiratan wa ajran azeema. Muslim men, Muslim women, believing men, believing women, obedient men, obedient women, fasting men, fasting women, those who remember Allah amongst the men, those who do so amongst the women, those who guard their private parts amongst the men, those who do so amongst the women, men, women, men, women. This entire verse of the Quran against the rules of grammar, against the general grain, is revealed because of the complaint of a woman of that time. Such was their ta'alluq with Allah. That was the youth. Those were the women. And in such a majlis, Allah's Rasul is saying, what will happen to you, O my ummat, when your youngsters will become fasik and fajir? When the women will become rebellious? When this ummat will no longer strive in the path of Allah to raise Allah's deen on this earth? Sahaba were shocked. They couldn't imagine it. أَوَكَائِنٌ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Can such a situation arise? He says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. By the qasam of that being in whose hand lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is worse than this? He said, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ تَنْهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. What will happen, O my Sahaba? Allah, Allah, Allah in His Quran comes forth, and what does Allah say? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةِ شَابَاشِ. O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best. You are the best of every ummat. Why? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Dawat and tabligh is your lifeblood. Dawat and tabligh, you have been sent for humanity. You strive in the way of Allah. You enjoin the good, you forbid the evil. You were sent and selected by Allah for this. Allah says shabashi in the Quran. Nabi Pak Salasim is telling sahaba, what will happen when my ummat, when the effort of dawat and tabligh, ek na ashna kalam ban jahega, will become an irrelevant message to this ummah. When this understanding, when the qiblatuhum butunuhum, when the qibla of this ummah will become their stomachs, when the qibla of this ummah will become the fulfillment of their worldly desires and passions, when their shops and their businesses will become their qibla, and this call to strive in Allah's way, for dawah and tabligh, to call one person to Allah, to make fikr for the akhirat of one person in humanity, will no longer be considered a responsibility. Sahaba couldn't imagine such a thing happening. They said, أَوَكَائِنٌ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Can such a thing happen? He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Listen with the ears of iman. This is not for entertainment. Look at the gradual decline. When the ummah will no longer do tabligh, when the ummah will no longer enjoin the good and forbid the evil, what will happen? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. What will happen, O my ummah, when my ummah will make haram into halal and halal into haram? When they won't even understand what is the disobedience of Allah. Printed invitations to weddings, to gatherings. From the time you enter that hall, every command of Allah is broken. Music, photography, women dressed with one message, look at me. Outwardly clothing, in reality they are naked. Hours spent in cosmetic shops, hours spent in beauty parlors on those same invitations. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an-nikahu min sunnati. An-nikahu min sunnati. Who are we trying to make a fool of? Husband wants to divorce his wife. Why my wife went into parda? Youngster comes with a proposal, rejected. Why he's got a beard? On the airs, in the name of Islam, women flirting. Women presenters on radio stations, supported by Muslim funds in the name of Islam. When the imam in the masjid is on the musalla, my Nabi said, if that imam makes a mistake, He gets up one rakat too early, or he doesn't sit in tashahud. What must the man do in that majma? At-tasbihu lirijal, he must say subhanallah. If there are women in that jamaat, my Nabi did not even allow the woman in the masjid to say subhanallah also. He says at-tasfiqu lirnisa. Bukhari Sharif hadith, he said she must clap, she mustn't even speak in that occasion. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, Allah addresses the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lastunna ka ahadin min an-nisa. What does my Allah say? There are no women like you ever who will ever be created. Lastunna ka ahadin min an-nisa. You are the most prominent, you are the highest women in the world. Yet what does Allah address them and say? Fala takhda'na bil qawl. Do not speak in alluring tones. The wives of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are commanded. What about the young girls of today? Flirting in the name of Islam. Speaking in alluring tones in the name of Islam. Few years ago, our jamaat was in America. We went to one brother. This is to make us understand when the ummah will fail to distinguish what is halal and haram, will adulterate, obliterate, and destroy the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the name of Islam being a contemporary religion. In the name of keeping up with the James and Jones of society, bepard bazaaron mein phirna nabi ki zindagi ke mazak hai. Karobar ko sood par chalana nabi ki zindagi ke mazak hai. To run our businesses on interest is a mockery of the qurbani of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Women intermingling and walking openly in the marketplaces, whether it's a bazaar or give it whatever name you want, put an Islamic title in front of it, you cannot make pork halal by the qasam of my Allah. Where is the environment of Madina Munawara? Where is the teachings of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are those young girls going to be taught that you have to become the daughter of Fatima? You have to become the daughter of Khadija al-Kubra? You have to become the daughter of Aisha Umul Mumineen? You have to become a personality of haya and modesty. We want to reverse the roles. We want to challenge Allah. And then we want to question why halat are turning against us. Our jamaat went to a Muslim brother's house. Jamaat is there. He wants to show us something positive. Look at his understanding of Islam. Such is the environment. He shows us a magazine. I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. This happened a few years ago in front of me. I'm not relating from someone else. He shows us a magazine. He says, my 21-year-old daughter is the editor of this Islamic magazine. She's gone to Egypt now to further her studies. In that magazine, there is a picture of two boys, two girls with their hands around each other. On top, Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the bottom, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the name of Islam. In the name of Islam, my respected brothers, that day is coming. That day is coming. It will be Jame Kothar in the hand of my Nabi. Some ummatis will come. The angels will be chasing them away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, innahum minni, they are my ummat. Let me give them Jame Kothar. What will the angel say? Innaka la tadri ma ahdathu ba'dak. Oh my Nabi, after you left the world, they changed your deen. They made haram into halal. They made haram into halal. They changed your deen. Not that they made zina. Not that they didn't make salah. Not that they were involved in riba. They changed your deen. He will say, they are from me. Angels will say, they changed your deen. What would Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? What will Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Suhqan, 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 suhqan. Get away from here. Get away from here. Why you changed my deen? I tied stones to my stomach. My daughters were given talaq. The fire was not lit in my house to cook food for months to bring this Mubarak pure deen. You changed it today. Get away from me. My respected brothers, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing his sahaba, what will happen when haram will become halal, halal will become haram? How is the ummah going to make tawbah if you don't even understand what is halal and haram? Sahaba was shocked. Awakainun dhalika ya Rasulullah. Can such a thing happen? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when that happens, Allah says, bi halaftu la utihanna bihim fitnatan yasirul halimu fiya hayran. By the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, when they will play with this deen, when they will make haram into halal, when they will obliterate the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, I will set fitnas upon them. Earthquakes will become a daily occurrence. Tsunamis will become a daily occurrence. Bombs will rain down on the Ummah. The lives of the Ummah will become cheapened. Not because Allah has forsaken us. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Allah says, it is because of your amal these halat are coming. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you come back to Allah. So that you knock the door of Tawbah. Come back to the masjid. Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali with Noor. Allah use that banda to create this jamaat that is going house to house, gully to gully, alley to alley, holding the hand of one person, bringing them back to the door of Allah's mercy. Bringing them back to the masjid. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. The solution is not elsewhere, the solution is within ourselves. Each one of us has to take the thermometer, take the measuring tape, take the yardstick and ask ourselves, how much are we not contributing to what is happening to this Ummah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each one of us has to knock the door of Tawbah and bring one person back to Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidna, alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.